There's a fellow who got a call from one of those polling companies, and they said, "Sir, what is your church preference?" He thought for a minute and said, "Red brick." I've yet to see that fellow come into our building because we would fit his preference. But of course, we know for certain, though, that God's people really isn't about the building, it's about the people, right? And so our text today, I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." We would have, of course, an awful lot to say about coming together to worship God. And this passage really is about worshiping God. But I think that this passage is also reminding us of the fact that we're part of God's household and God's family. And so I thought I'd take it maybe a little step further and talk about what worshiping God really means and where that leads us, and talking about more than just that. Now, this passage from Psalms 1, this whole Psalm 122 is part of a set of 15 psalms beginning with Psalm 120. And you'll notice at the top it says a song of ascents. And some think when the Israelites went off to the temple or to the tabernacle for one of the three feast days, then on their way they would do these songs. Now, there's not any really evidence about that, but it seems like an interesting theory. However, though, it is about ascending to the house of the Lord, and it is about being part of His family. But, you know, being part of His family, for us at least, isn't just about what we do here on Sunday mornings. And if you come and think that that's all that's required of you is to sit in here for an hour and listen to me prattle on and on about Scripture, then you're sadly mistaken, because there's so much more beyond this. Now, this is an important part, because here we establish the fact that we belong to God, and we belong to God because what he's done for us through Jesus Christ. But because of that, we come together as God's family. And there's a lot that we do. So sometimes it's about what we do in the building during this particular hour, but sometimes it's also about what we do outside to the building. Now, I didn't get a picture of those who are inside the building cleaning. I just got one of the outside. And a lot of these pictures that follow, you might see yourself there and you might not. These are my personal pictures. I don't have pictures of everybody. I would have included everybody if I could have. But some of you are camera shy. And some of you are camera shy, but I caught you anyway. And this isn't about who's in the pictures. It's about what we're doing as God's household. But here we are yesterday out there working, and there were a whole lot of people inside as well, kind of taking care of the building. We don't think the building is holy, but yet this building is where we meet, and this is where we ask people to come and see us. And so we want our building to look at least presentable. And so sometimes it's also about what we do outside the building. Sometimes it's about inviting people in the neighborhood into our building for things other than services. Here was giveaway day this past year, where we set aside stuff and we actually gave it away. And boy, we had a lot of people come, and we gave away a lot of stuff. My previous congregation, we started this while Pat and I were still there, 3 or 4 years before we left, and they're still doing it. How can a congregation about the same size as ours for the past 15 years still have stuff to give away? But they do. And we're going to have stuff to give away too. Sometimes it's also about doing things for our kids and doing things for ourselves as well, and helping our kids grow up so that they learn about the Lord too. Sometimes it's about working together to make things interesting in our building. And, of course, that means inside the auditorium it looks a little bit different than it normally does. This is for VBS a couple of years ago. And sometimes we do that. We work together as a team in order to do these kinds of things. Why? Because we love the Lord and we love each other and we love kids. Sometimes it's about wearing silly hats and doing silly dialogue in order to teach kids for VBS. And we're willing to do those things. And sometimes it's about who you might see in the hallway and say hi to. Sometimes it's about, also about, wait a second. Did I get, yeah, I did. I got that, oh, wow. I got that mixed up. That's supposed to be a potluck, and that's coming a little bit later on, but we'll go, but anyway, sometimes it's about a potluck, and I'll bring that up as well. I meant for this one to come next. Sometimes it's about inviting a congregation to come do VBS with us and getting to know people from another congregation. That's a good thing. We enjoy that. We've done it on occasion. And sometimes, again, it's about a potluck. There I wanted to remind you that a lot of people spend some time on Saturday cooking. Why? Because this is family, and we do it because of that. And then, of course, two slides ago, that's us eating together. No, okay. I'm sorry. Let me. Can you back me up, Jeff? No. I got that back. I'm sorry. That's lunch at VBS. Sorry, your preacher is confused today, and may remain so throughout the rest of this. So please forgive him. That's lunch at VBS. There's a congregation we invited on the outside. Here is potluck, and this represents the hard work that mostly the ladies do, but sometimes the men do, in putting stuff together. And here's about us waiting to eat that good food. You know, potlucks are really important because to us in our society, eating together is important. But, you know, in the Bible, especially in the Gospel of Luke, eating together represents fellowship and represents camaraderie as well. And that's why we eat together. And potluck should be an important part of our work, because we worship the Lord and we're part of His household. And so it's important sometimes that after services, after we do what we do here, we go down there and do what we do afterwards as well. And sometimes it's also about what we do outside the building in other places, like I'm glad that Marnie Gary got us started on this birthday and anniversary celebration. And we're still keeping it up. It's been over a year now. A year, almost 2 years now since we've started this. And we're still doing it. And that means then gathering together in order to say happy birthday and happy anniversary to people who are important to us. And, of course, we get together in restaurants and eat with each other. And we have good times, don't we? When we stop and we can let the world go by while we look at each other and we talk with each other. And by the way, I think we should probably have a sign out, just like our song leaders do. When you come to these dinners, technology must be turned off so that we can enjoy each other. Of course, I don't think it's been a problem so far. And sometimes it's also about years ago, well, we still do it on occasion, but years ago when we first got here, one of the things that we got invited to, even though we weren't of age just then, we are now, was going out with our seniors. And once a month, Charlie would pick a place and we'd go out and eat together. There's some seniors that are there that aren't here anymore. But sometimes it's about that. And I really look forward to that. First place we ever went was the Catfish House in Apopka. And I ate the cracker special, frog legs, fried catfish, and gator. That didn't make me a cracker, but it sure was good. Sometimes it's also about honoring special people. Not just Ida and Faye, but a lot of other people in our congregation that have been honored. And sometimes it's about what they do for the congregation. Sometimes it's about what they do on the outside that we honor them. And that tells you that we're important to each other. Sometimes it's about the men being with other men at the men's retreat and getting to know them and encouraging them as well. Sometimes it's about saying goodbye to people who have been part of our congregation. That happens a lot because our transportation allows us to move around and jobs and so forth take us away from other people to other places. And so sometimes it's about then saying goodbye to them when they've been a good part of our congregation. Sometimes, of course, it's getting together in order to put things together so we can give them away. This is a different kind of giveaway day where we had back-to-school bash and we gave school supplies out to the kids in the neighborhood. What fun that was. And, you know, I really like it when we get together the building. We do things like this when we have building cleanup and so forth, and so many people come and put their time and effort. And along with back-to-school bash, of course, there's fun out on the lawn. Now, I don't have a picture of it because when I first came here, that was my job right there, was to be dunked. And you know, the line wrapped around the building twice while I was there. And I suspect that if we had charged the buck a person, it still would have been just as long. And sometimes it's what we do for our teen girls as well. What a good thing our our teen girls have received over the years. And here's another picture, of course, a little bit newer, of some of our teen girls. Sometimes it's about honoring people when they reach a certain age. These were all those who were over 90 at the time. And yes, sadly, those wise heads, those gray heads, are no longer with us. And what good people and faithful people they were. And sometimes it's about the old and the young being able to meet together as well. Sometimes it's about we men going out and have breakfast. And we just sit and chat about the weather and about the things that have happened to us, and it's a good thing. Sometimes it's going out to somebody's house to celebrate her birthday and seeing people we love on the porch entertaining us. And what a good time that was. And good entertainment they brought to us over the years as well. And being able to celebrate their gifts and their talent that allowed them to do things like that. Sometimes, of course, it's about the ladies inviting the area wide ladies from other congregations over for Ladies' Day and coming. And when they come, they get to hear speakers. Sometimes it's our own ladies, sometimes it's ladies from the outside. And then, of course, one of the treats that the lady gets is the men do the serving. And not only that, but sometimes the men even dress up for it as well. I really like that picture up there. There are a couple of men in there who've gone up. I wasn't sure that, I didn't figure that this would happen, but anyway, there are a couple of good men there who've gone on to be with the Lord. And sometimes it's about installing men as new elders. And there's a couple of elders who are no longer with us, at least since I've been here. And sometimes it's about getting together with other congregations. I'm really glad that our elders are out visiting other congregations and encouraging them. I'm really glad that we're going to be together. I'm really glad that you're going to get to meet a lot of brothers and sisters from this area. I hope that you make some new friends. And I hope that you meet some folks that maybe you've known in the past and haven't seen in a while. Sometimes it's also about celebrating our past in the present. Number 85 is coming up in 1 week. I'm really looking forward to it. I've really enjoyed every one we've had since we've been here. I think this is number 3 since we've been here. And I hope that you're looking forward to it as well. But let's go back to Psalm 122 for just a minute. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem that is built as a city that is compact together, to which the tribes go up, even the tribes of the Lord, an ordinance of Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. For there the thrones were set for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. May peace be within your walls and prosperity within your palaces. For the sake of my brothers and my friends, I will now say to you, may peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good." I'm sure that there were some in Israel who only saw going up to the house of the Lord for the 3 feast days, Passover, Pentecost, and the Feast of Booths, as all that they had to do. But God really wanted them to recognize that they were there to honor Him as a group, as the community of God. They were there in order to say that God is the one who's created us. God's the one who's brought us together. God is the one who fuels us. God is the one who puts His grace on us. And together we worship Him, and together we live in His place, and together we do His will. But they forgot all of that. They thought that all they had to do was come and get their name checked off. And sadly, there are still people today in God's house, in God's family, that think the same thing. They think that sometimes that's all they have to do is come and get their name checked off, and they're good to go for the rest of the week. And then when they leave, there's really nothing that happens here that goes with them. And that's why Israel got in such a bad way, and God eventually sent her into captivity, because she forgot that God watched over them day in and day out, that God dwelt and walked with them 7 days a week, not just the few days that they were there for these special feast days. God doesn't just dwell in our hearts on Sunday for the short time that we're here. God's with us throughout the whole week. We believe that as God doesn't inhabit this building, He inhabits us. And there are other passages, though, in the Old Testament that suggest that Israel should have recognized that it was the coming together as the community of God, where they shared worship, that was to tell them that as they went back, they were to live a worshipful life each and every day, and that life should impact them. And so we believe that the house of the Lord is where the Lord dwells, and He doesn't just dwell in here, He dwells in us. And so we come together as a group, and we could do that in this building, we could do it in a rented facility, we could do it in a home, we could do it in almost any kind of facility. In fact, Paul found a group that met down by the riverside. But when we come together as God's people, God dwells in our midst. And that's true when we walk away, when we go to our homes, when we go to our jobs. It's true when we gather together on Saturday afternoon to spend time cleaning this building. It's true when we go out to eat together. It's true when we have people over in our homes. It's true when we do VBS. It's true when we go to a combined service over at the Bible school in their auditorium to celebrate God's sacrifice through His Son together with brothers and sisters that we don't normally see Sundays when we come together. But we believe the house of the Lord is where the Lord dwells, and that's us. And so when we do all of these things together, we do them not because we're part of a social club. We do them because the Lord dwells in us. And we believe that we're doing His work. We worship Him. We teach. We serve. We work. And mostly we remember. We remember what God has done for us. We remember what God has done through His Son, Jesus Christ. And we remember all of the good work that we as a congregation, sometimes when we weren't part of it, has been doing over the years. And so we're glad to be His household. We're glad to get together on Sundays in order to celebrate the very foundation of why we're together. We're glad to be here. Glad to remember what God has done for us, and glad to remember the good work that we can do, we've done, and that we will do as Christians. So are you glad that you're in the house of the Lord? Are you glad that there's an invitation that God has extended to you through Jesus Christ that says, come? If there's something going on in your life this morning that you need prayed about and want to share with us, please let us know, because we are part of the household of God. We are family. And because of that, we care about each other. And if you need something, we'll pray with you, support you, and help you in any way that we can. And if you're not a part of the family of God, there's still an invitation to come to the house of the Lord, to come and repent of your sins, that past life in which you rebelled against God, to come and to confess the good name of Jesus who died on your behalf, was buried, and was raised again in order to set you free. And then by faith be baptized, immersed in His name so that you can be identified with what He did for you by faith. And if you're ready to do that, you can do that this morning, and we are ready to assist you in that. So if there's any reason why you need to respond to the invitation, please come while we stand and sing.